Well, since yesterday morning's natural gas explosion in Seattle's Greenwood neighborhood, residents have been working to clean up and repair blown out windows. And they've been waiting, waiting for access to streets and buildings, and waiting for news on the next steps in the investigation. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel reports.
Greenwood roommates Daniel Miller and Alex Sokolowski live in an apartment over the Mexican restaurant Gorditos. They were some of the closest witnesses to the gas explosion that rocked the neighborhood early Wednesday. Before the blast, Miller spoke to firefighters on the street. He says the smell of gas was overwhelming.
I was like, is this okay? Is anything going on? And they were like, yeah, there's a gas leak. And they didn't say anything more than that. So I just went upstairs and I was watching a mess with it. And you could audibly hear the gas coming out of the ground. It sounded like a street sweeper or a jet engine just rushing out.
Sokolowski was asleep upstairs in their apartment when the blast occurred.
It blew my doors off the hinges the opposite way. I have a big fish tank and that popped and all the fish are dead, but yeah, it's the house is in shambles, so we got a lot of work to do once they let us in.
It was only after he left the building that he realized he wasn't wearing matching shoes. On Wednesday morning, they waited behind crime scene tape to be allowed to return. Business owners allowed into their buildings hurried to install plywood in the windows. Natalia Pearson and her two roommates live just east of Greenwood. When their windows blew out, their neighbors sprang into action.
All of our neighbors were out, and we don't have tools, but they did, and they helped board up our windows, especially since our landlords can't come out because all this area is blocked off. And so it was amazing, I don't know, to us.
Davey Oil had to survey his business, the G&O Family Cyclery, from across the street. There were still bikes in the missing display windows, but it wasn't clear whether the building was sound. Still, he said, he expects to reopen there or nearby. The building south of his shop, gone.
I mean, Neptune Coffee isn't even there anymore. Mr. Euro's is like a smoking hole. And that's the real loss.
A Quick Stop convenience store was also destroyed. In all, Seattle officials said 36 businesses had suffered damage. This is a neighborhood that also suffered a string of arson fires in 2009.
Today it seems like it was yesterday and also 100 years ago.
That's Nikki Wiesel, marketing director for Taproot Theater. One of those arson fires destroyed two restaurants and caused extensive smoke and water damage to the theater. She says the community's support, financial and emotional, was really vital to them then.
It meant a lot to us to feel our neighbors rallying around us, even if they were events that were going to raise $1,000 when we had a $2 million problem.
Wiesel says Greenwood was a ghost town for a while. The theater placed a mural over the damage, but Taproot rebuilt, and in recent months, she says the whole neighborhood has been vibrant with new businesses coming in. A piece of the mural depicting a phoenix rising is now in the beer garden at Naked City Brewery nearby. Wiesel says she's already working with the brewery to help the latest victims.
And actually, the fundraiser that we're going to do with Naked City, we're going to call the beer the Phoenix Rising Pale Ale, because Greenwood knows about rising from the ashes.
At least, she says, Greenwood has the collective knowledge of how to cope after a disaster like this. She says affected business owners have already told her they'll be in touch soon. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.